And Melissa, we've just heard from Texas, where there is still voting in the western part of the state that's mm-hmm. in the Mountain Time Zone. In Ohio, there's still one county where the polls are open. So
Sandusky County.
Not going to calculate votes until they've finished voting in Sandusky County. Earlier, Vermont finished up, and we called the Democratic race for Barack Obama. McCain, the winner in the Republican race in Ohio. So that leaves Rhode Island, where they're still voting for another quarter hour, and where Mark Patinkin is a longtime columnist at the Providence Journal, the statewide paper for Rhode Island. Mark Patinkin, you were both at Clinton and Obama rallies at the same gym, I gather. The popular wisdom is that this is a very good state for Hillary Clinton. Did it look like that to you at the two rallies?
Well, at the two rallies, it did not look like that, which is kind of classic. Obama is known for drawing incredible numbers, and frankly, in all my years of watching politics, I've never seen a scene like that. There was a mile-long line for Obama, filled the gym, which took 5,000 people, with another 5,000 outside and probably 3,000 or 4,000 that left when they saw the line was as long as it was. The previous week, Hillary had been in the same gym, and they had a curtain off two-thirds of it to make the crowd squeeze down. She had a very good crowd at 2,000, very enthusiastic, and by any normal comparison with normal politicians, but compared to Obama, he trumped her by four times.
What you've just described has been described by journalists in many, many cities all around the country. And yet something about the demographics of Rhode Island says Obama may draw the big crowd, but it's an uphill fight for him to win the state. What is it?
It is unlikely here, and it is an interesting state. It's a very traditional Democratic state, older voters, blue-collar voters, only a 4% black population, and a lot of women in this state, too. It's a very traditional mainline Democratic Party state that has always gone with Democratic presidential candidates. Even if I remember right, when Bush beat Dukakis by 80% to 20% nationally, Dukakis carried Rhode Island by 10 points. So they stand by the traditional Democrats here. Also a very Catholic state, and as we've seen, Catholics tend to line up with Hillary Clinton, and the Clintons have just been a big factor here for a number of years. But Obama's made headway. You know, Hillary was ahead by, I'd say, almost 20% only a month ago, and the latest polls put Obama closing to about 8 to 10%, and it'll be interesting to see if there is any surge with the uptick in new registrations by younger voters, which has happened here.
And we'll start to see what happened today in about a quarter of an hour when the polls close. Mark Patinkin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For talking with us about politics of Rhode Island.